This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The big government creating and promoting globalists figured out how to take this country over. They learned to camouflage their agents as so-called conservatives who tell you some of what you want to hear, but their actions are all un-American. They now say you are liberal if you're pro-gun, pro-family, pro-border, pro-sovereignty. I hear it more and more. Being anti-gun is the new loving, compassionate conservatism. Being anti-family, anti-America. And they say, oh, you've got to be for America by giving all your rights up. Now, I know we got loaded phones, and I want to get to everybody. So everybody stay right there. Real quick, Lou in Colorado was trying to finish up something he was saying, talking about a syndicated columnist in his area of Colorado that wrote an editorial. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead, Lou.
Her book was called Invasion. This falls in line with what you had been saying, how America, it's called How America Still Welcomes Terrorists, Criminals, and Other Foreign Menaces to Our Shores. And I find that, here's somebody totally unrelated to your thing, but saying the same thing. Last year, she said there was over 105 foreign nationals suspected of terrorism involved and received U.S. visas because of lapse and new background checks.
It's a lot worse than that, sir.
Right. And I mean, and this, and a quick thing here, and people that don't understand that you don't have to have rights taken away in order to do certain things, you know, to protect you. A quick thing, the people of the state of Pennsylvania in ratification of the Constitution made a statement that those inalienable and personal rights of men without full and free and secure enjoyment of which there can be no liberty and over which it is not necessary for a good government to have control. That's the smarts they had back there then.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Alex.
The government doesn't give us our rights. They come from God. The government is illegitimate when it becomes destructive of those ends, and it's our right and our duty to replace that government. Declaration of Independence, now being told the police are being trained, that's a terrorist document, publicly. Let's talk to Wyatt in Maryland, then we'll go to Dave, Kevin, Dave, and others. Wyatt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Listen, first, I agree with this caller. I was he kind of stole my thunder a little bit. You were set up. I on that radio station. You've been on there 7 times, so they knew what you were about. And then you were knocked down by the people who want to promote globalism to a point that you know what it's all about. Same thing we do here. I'm going to call a bunch of friends of mine, and we'll get on a radio station and bombard a guest that's super liberal or communist or socialist or whatever. And we'll do the same thing. So that's what happened to you.
But I was only pointing this out because, you know, these guys were saying, I don't care if Bush wants my guns, I'll turn them in. I'm conservative, you're a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And the caller was right. A bunch of them were calling in saying hi to the guy that I was debating, asking,
right,
how's your wife? Hey, did you see Bobby the other day? I mean, they were literally buddies. It was staged. A lot of the callers were staged.
Sure, it was staged. The unfortunate part was that the other listeners that listened to that radio station were listening to that point of view. Anyway, a topic I want to talk about.
But I'll tell you, it was totally incoherent. Callers
absolutely
would call in who sounded very intelligent, very well-spoken, left and right, agreeing with me, and they would cut them off.
I'd like to talk about Eric Robert Rudolph for just a second. I know it's off topic a little bit.
No, that's okay.
Okay, in 1995, I was attending common law court sessions up in Pennsylvania, and a friend of mine traveled looking for job opportunities, and he went down to North Carolina. He brought back a paper, the Observer, I think it was the Fayetteville Observer, because it had an article in there about common law court. Of course, it was anti common law court article, and in the article, they mentioned they strayed from common law court to a group of people in the western part of Carolina.
Hey, I'll tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about this. Sounds interesting on the other side, Wyatt. Stay right there. We'll be back in 3 minutes. And we'll go to Kevin, Dave, David, and others. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps Potassium Iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps Potassium Iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
5:08 into the second hour of this worldwide edition of the Alex Jones Show. I will start getting into more of this World War III news and what's happening with the economy, Bill of Rights, and Constitution. Pentagon is going to put armored black, we have a photo of it on Infowars.com, armored black Humvees with huge radiation microwave dishes to burn crowds, and they're bristling with antennae to tap your phones and watch what you're doing. This is the new freedom as the borders stay wide open. It doesn't intimidate me. It makes me mad. Wyatt in Maryland, you were finishing up. You said you, back in 95, before we ever heard of Rudolph, before they tried to frame Richard Jewell and others for the Olympic Park bombing in 96, that you saw an article out of North Carolina about common law courts. About common law courts. Go ahead.
Okay, and within the article, it strayed from common law courts after it demonized those. And moved on to a group of men in the western part of North Carolina around the town of Otto, O-T-T-T-O, which is about 5 miles south of Franklin, where the FBI took over when they were looking for Eric Robert Rudolph. And that's when they took over the town in force.
And for those that don't know, they built a black helicopter base. It was in the newspaper.
Right.
Five black helicopters, checkpoints, searching everybody, yeah.
Yeah. So this was prior to any of this happening. Well, in this article, they were saying that these men believe that this group of men, they have a farm, a large farm there, and they train people in militia, and that they believe that the government is illegitimate, and that they have large caches of weapons and food. Well, just so happens that that's exactly where they went. When they went down there in 1997, or when they were looking for Eric Robert Rudolph, was in that area. In fact, Murphy, North Carolina, is only 35 miles west of Franklin, where he was picked up. and so I just find that very suspicious. Not only that, in the article they also said that Colonel Bo Gright had visited that area in order to give his class on military training and sniper, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, I believe that he is just a spy for intelligence. And then, of course, that's where they went down there and did all this work. Not only that, you used to have a sponsor who built 50 caliber guns out of the Phoenix area?
Yes.
Okay. Colonel Bo Gright, when I was listening to his radio station one day, he gave a total detailed description of how to get to this man's property and what it looked like. 2 weeks later, he was arrested.
Yeah, when the gun wasn't even illegal. Well, look, I don't want to get off into
okay.
stuff like that. That's speculation.
One other final thing, and I'll hang up. This mad cow disease, I do believe that the hoof and mouth that spread throughout Europe was deliberate. I believe it was to crash the economy so that they would mercifully accept the European Union. And I do expect that similar thing to happen here as they go with the Amero dollar and want to spread that.
Well, I don't know why you have to believe that or speculate. The British government admitted that 2 months before foot and mouth popped up 4 years ago, that they ordered the local farming groups to prepare with mass pyres to burn cows and sheep. Then the government admitted that, quote, accidentally, or somebody stole it, they weren't sure, somebody snuck out with weapons-grade foot and mouth from a Portendown bioweapons lab, and then suddenly it popped up 2 months later in 12 different locations simultaneously around Scotland, England, and Ireland.
Right.
And then, Wyatt, I predicted that the government would say, cows cause too much runoff. Their flatulence causes global warmings. They're already saying that.
Sure.
You can't restock your cows and sheep. And then the BBC came out. They did exactly that and drove the farmers off their land because it was the farmers that were refusing to go along with the euro. And you were absolutely right.
That's right. That's the same thing they'll do here if there's a resistance against the Amero movement and the open borders because – if you think, you know, if you destroy the beef and poultry industry or whatever it is, you collapse the entire economy.
That's how people are able to pay their property taxes. Good points.
Thanks, Alex.
Absolutely. And my family is in ranching in East Texas since 1830. We know what we're talking about. And if we didn't have that, we wouldn't be able to pay the property tax, the rent we pay on land we do not really own. So what he said is absolutely on target, and then it'll all be controlled by a big industrialized farming and ranching, big agribusiness. And 30 states, last time I checked 3 years ago, have passed the laws where you go under martial law. There's one case of foot and mouth. They will lock down almost all the farms and ranches. The Army, according to the Pioneer Press in Minnesota, and we had the head of the Ag Department on, the Army will go door-to-door and give you food and not let you leave your farm or ranch, and they may go ahead and kill all your livestock. So it's all about total siege, and they've always got an excuse to do it. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin, then we'll talk to Dave and Dave and Ron and others. Kevin in Texas, you're on the air. Kevin, welcome.
I'm one myself, and you know my situation with the corporation.
Sir, I missed the first thing you said. Go ahead and start over.
Well, my family's also a fifth generation Texan, 130 years on this one particular property, cattle. I've got corporations trying to steal my land right now. We all know the situation. It's a private property grab. But, Alex, what I wanted to talk about, I went to the gun show in Houston this weekend and I had your videos, Eric Huffschmidt, George Humphrey's stuff. And it's the biggest gun show in Texas and I expected to do pretty well till I realized, There wasn't going to be any video equipment allowed. There wasn't going to be any anti-government documents allowed. You know, I wouldn't have been able to sell copies of the Constitution, apparently, by their definition. I thought, well, I've got some American flags. I'll turn them upside down and make a little display that'll be eye-catching, at least bring people toward me. Oh, no, that wasn't allowed. They ripped those down. I kept the videos covered up until after they had done their spot checks, so I got away with that. But it was really tough without the video playing. I had to do it all by mouth, and I met some interesting
for
people.
For those that don't know, Kevin works with us and goes to the gun shows and sells my videos around Texas. You're saying now that anti-government material isn't allowed, and I guess, as you said, according to the guidelines, that the police hand out constitutions are now illegal. And I'm not joking. We have this on video.
It's pretty anti-government. I mean, that's what it was written for. But also, at the same time, the Houston Chronicle has now banned gun sale ads, and they're classified. It was an uphill battle.
So what did they say to you when they came around? I mean, what were they saying about no anti-government stuff allowed?
Oh, they handed out a publication for you to read and make sure you didn't have any of these things.
Like, do you have a copy of that?
I might be able to get one. The person I was doing the booth with, she sent it off to her people to explain why she wasn't going to be able to sell tasers, pepper spray, all the things that she usually sells the most of.
That's now anti-government, okay.
Of course. But I tell you, I met a lot of great people. I met oil execs that said, hey, you don't have to tell me. I've spent 15 of the last 20 years abroad. I'm well aware of it. Marines that had been discharged in around 2000 for medical reasons that can't be re-upped. And they said, look, you know, last 2 years I was in, every single drill, every single training session we went through had some sort of joint operational, foreign command, distasteful, unconstitutional thing they were pushing on me, and I was glad to be out of it, he said. I had a man come up, I had maybe 10 people at the table, comes up, gives me a couple crazy looks and says, he sounds just like Scott Ritter, and I said, a hero of mine. And then he started to walk away. I said, where are the weapons of mass destruction? I said, oh yeah, they're in Syria and Iran now. And he goes, you need help, you need mental help. I quoted Carl Jung and his comment about denial as being the most base form of mental illness.
But, I mean, look, you notice now that they're using Soviet-style terms. You're mentally ill. You need help. See, they're talking just like the liberals.
Well, as he walked away and wouldn't face me, I mean, I'll let people take the opening salvo on me every time. I can defend myself. I did meet a man in Louisiana that does a similar show as your Access show. He's in Lafayette, Louisiana, and his name is Colonel Tom Parker. His show is called The Freedom Forum. So if you folks are in Louisiana, give him a look to his show.
All right, Kevin, what else is on your mind?
Well, this is the last thing. I you know, you've got a strong opinion. I mean, not an opinion. You've got a strong personality. And if you say things about yourself like you're about to in a little while when you explain some of your background, people will think you may be boasting. And I want to take the opportunity to boast for you and what we're doing. A couple of months ago, people may be aware, we distributed your video to the Texas House. We targeted the Democrats. We targeted the Hispanics from the Valley in West Texas. When this chicken Democrats thing went about and they went to Oklahoma, there were some comments about a federal takeover and they weren't having any part of it. As you know, George Humphrey's books and CDs were distributed to every member. And we had an influence. Your videos being distributed by a little person going door to door, whether they can admit it or not, had an influence on the law.
And then they admitted, they later got mad that Homeland Security was used to go after them.
Well, that's what they were passing.
And then those very Democrats voted against funding the biometric grid being hooked up with the feds.
Well, you know, what they were passing on the state legislature right now in Texas and everywhere else are miniature Patriot Acts. They're breaking it down piecemeal and passing it at the state level. So what our chicken Democrats basically did were not allow all these laws to become state laws, and thank God for that. But the last plug I want to make is a couple of weeks ago, the Dixie Chicks played in Austin, and, you know, it was a sellout, and there was 10 people standing in front calling everybody that went in a traitor. And I was trying desperately to get through to some of our music friends here in town that support us to get them some copies of your videos so that they'll know next time, you know, they'll have a basis for their comments, maybe. Well, I was eating lunch with Mike Hansen and some other people, and I said that I tried to do that, and one of them told me, his mother writes songs with Willie and Waylon and Kris Kristofferson, said, don't worry, they got the video, they'd seen it, that's why they made the comment. The other day, Mike Hansen got a letter from somebody.
I tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side. Yeah, folks are waking up. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438. What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, we look at politicians' actions, their policies, not their rhetoric. Kevin calling from Austin, Texas, and I'm going to go to Dave in Missouri. David in Delaware, Ron, New York, Curtis, Louisiana, and others. Wyatt, we already went to Wyatt. Let's go ahead and go back to Kevin. that we are having an effect, Kevin, and we're exposing the control paradigm. And I knew years ago that Willie Nelson and some of those guys had seen the TV show because they live here in Austin and were aware of the New World Order. And, a lot of people are waking up, and that's what it's all about. But you were going to say something? Go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, Willie does do that satellite commercial now. When he's driving around in his tour bus, he can listen to any satellite station he chooses. So I wonder if he's listening to you on the road. But about the Dixie Chicks, though, and we'd had a confirmation from someone that's friends with Willie, and then we got a letter, and I thought Mike would have already handed it to you because he asked Mike to personally hand it to you. But this is the gentleman that made the copies and gave the tapes to the Dixie Chicks, and he states that he gave it to them a month before, and he knows their husbands. They all are married here in Austin. And
no, I know the guy who produces their albums.
Mm-hmm.
I've even been in their recording studio about.
Well, he stated that a month before they made their comment that he had given the video, and that they confirmed about 3 weeks before they made that comment they had watched it. And the only thing he is upset about is that they didn't say more, and they weren't more pointed with their comments. But you know how that is. But it's getting out there. You had an influence on their views. Maybe next time after they see Masters and Police State 3, they'll say even more. But one last thing, this person said that as soon as the 911 attacks had happened, he was out there and Willie looked at him and said, "Them bushes." So I'll let you go. Resistance is not futile, and everyone needs to keep up the work. And just because you're a little person doesn't mean you can't have an influence. All of us know city council people, county commissioners that we're friends with. Approach them away from their work. Approach them on a friendly basis and test your friendship. You need a sponsor. You need someone to bring this onto the docket from the inside, not the outside. Let's resist this stuff and see what we can
do. Yeah, that's the thing. You've got the idiot peace activists who are out there chanting socialist lines. The socialist groups they're members of are publicly funded by the CFR and Carnegie and Rockefeller Endowment for a controlled opposition to make anti-war look dumb. And then they should all be in the State House giving them information, talking to them, lobbying, but they've trained them how to just go protest in the streets so the feds can hire provocateurs to cause a crisis so they have an excuse to put them in FEMA camps.
Well, all those things are true. At the first big war rally we had after war started, I tried to get Robert Jensen, the journalism professor, organizer of the marches. I tried to give me 10 people to go up to the CFR, CFI, or CIA, lecture and confront these people. He wanted no part of it.
And that was the lecture where former director of the CIA said it's World War IV, we're taking over, and then a month later he said it on CNN. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Alex, keep the good work. Thank you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. That's exciting stuff. And, Mike should give me those letters. Let's go ahead and now talk to Dave in Missouri. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Maine, welcome.
Yeah, Dave in Maine up here. Look, I was going to comment about your fiasco you had yesterday on the radio program in Louisiana. Look, I won't shut my mouth about all I've learned up here either, just like you. And I've been accused on more than one occasion of being a communist. And the way I respond to that is I ask the person if he can cite me 3 out of the 10 blanks of the Communist Manifesto and who wrote it. And, of course, he gets flustered and...
Public school, federal income tax, central bank. Oh, that's everything we're against.
Right, but the point is, they don't even know what communism is. All they know is it's a bad word and it's something derogatory to call somebody.
Well, I was told I was a communist because I was pro-gun.
Right, these are people who don't even know there's a Communist Manifesto to read. So you're dealing with complete idiots, and it's sad. I guess you could call him a libertarian, but it was a non-party candidate up here in the last election for House. And the slogan that he used was, "Choose freedom." And, of course, the antithesis of freedom is slavery. He got 59 votes out of 2,300 cast. Nobody wants to be free. They're happy, stupid, ignorant, slobbering slaves is all they are.
Well, not all of them. Again, I point out that I've done liberal conservative talk shows from Maine to Texas, and almost everybody calls in and agrees and is intelligent and informed, police, military, doctors, lawyers, auto mechanics. But this particular show, it was, being pro-gun is evil, we're conservative, you're a liberal. And I was, wait, that's liberal. No, That's loving. You're anti-American and you're for freedom. And I was, what? So, you know, this new scrambling of terms, Dave, blows me away. Thanks for the great points. All right, David, Ron, Curtis, and others, stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the Whirlpool.
Free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 during the day and then back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. I'm here. And then, of course, rebroadcast 1 a.m. until 4 a.m. overnight as well. We're about to go back to your calls. I do have some news I've got to hit before the second hour ends, coming up here in about 26 minutes. But, yeah, people have been calling in a lot asking, who is Alex Jones? What's your bio? What's your information? It's a very commonly asked question. And I've got a bio on Infowars.com. I guess I should write a longer one for people, but I'm 29 years old. I have, and that shocks a lot of people. A lot of our founding fathers were 29 years old, 25 years old. If folks didn't know that, you should read your history. And they train us, we're kids until we're 30, and then we got to work to make money until we're 60, and then, oh, we shouldn't be involved in politics after we're 65, because it's our retirement, it's our time not to be involved. We're human beings, ladies and gentlemen. And I grew up in Rockwall, Texas, outside Dallas, and again, I'm talking about myself because listeners have requested it last hour. If you're just tuning in, I don't want this to be an idiosyncratic broadcast. My dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. My mother worked for newspapers until I was born, and then stay-at-home mom. And she's got degrees in political science and stuff, so she's pretty up on all that. I grew up in a household where they talked about such issues. My dad was a member of the Young Republicans and a member of the John Birch Society in East Texas growing up, and gave speeches around the state, anti-communist speeches. He was a sophomore in high school to groups of thousands of people, so I kind of have that background, too. But my dad really got out of that after college. He was just too busy with a family, but he did impart some of that knowledge to me. And that's how it works. Your kids don't really respond at the time, but later it clicks. I've always been kind of a history buff. I read a lot of history books, took some history in college, political science, anthropology. I was always interested in things like that. And I went to school here in Austin after I got out of high school. And during college, everything was bad-mouthing America. Everything was big government's good. The corporations are bad. And I noticed that it was big corporations funding all this line that big government was good and that big government helped the people. So I made the connection, why do big corporations want big government? Well, that's because that's how they control us. And about 9 years ago, I went down and got a public access TV show. Because I would call into talk radio shows and the host would make fun of me. And so I said, well, I'll just go get an access TV show. And within a year of doing that access show, it had won Best of Austin in the Reader's Poll, the newspaper, which is a big deal. And a local talk station manager about 8 years ago called me and said, I'd like to give you a Saturday night show. Then about a year, that show became number one in its time slot citywide. And which was unbelievable. I mean, I was getting better ratings on the stations than the big names they had, like G. Gordon Liddy and Howard Stern. So they gave me a weeknight show. And by then, even when I was doing the Saturday show, I had had Mark Kornke and John Stattmiller on the broadcast as guests. And they said, we ought to get you a show on Republic Radio. This is about 6 years ago, five and a half, 6 years ago. And they were on satellite and shortwave and a few AM and FMs. And I got on those stations. And then now the show, you know, has grown 100 times fold. And I've been involved fighting the New World Order. You know, you see a checkpoint with police, you go up and ask them, why are you violating the Fourth Amendment? Nobody was standing up for the Branch Davidians. They were getting a sham civil trial, so I said, let's build them a new memorial church for those that died. Seats 400. I snuck into Bohemian Grove 3 years ago, and that made international television and news headlines. And I started making documentary films in 1997. I heard the UM was taking over the National Parks. I got some friends together, my cousin and my next-door neighbor, and we drove around the country for 2 weeks and videotaped all the parks being taken over, the UN signs, park rangers threatening to arrest us for calmly, politely asking questions about the UN. They'd heard we were coming, they said. And I made America Destroyed by Design, and I told listeners to make copies of the films because I didn't just want a few thousand copies to go out and nothing to be done with it. I said, make copies, and so now there are millions and millions of copies of my films out there, and I've made 9 of them. And I'm just somebody that looks at the world as it is, outside the box, in a historical lens of understanding. There's really not much more to know about me. I'm just somebody who stood up for America. Early on, I likened myself to a white blood cell or a T lymphocyte killer cell. I want to protect America because my family lives in America. And if my family's going to be free, your family's got to be free. So I went out to fight the New World Order 9 years ago, and that's what I've done now today. So since I was 20 years old, I've been fighting the New World Order in depth. And even a few years before I got on Access TV and then radio, and now syndicated radio, by the time I was 18... I was volunteering for the Republicans. I was thinking, well, the conservatives aren't perfect, but they're better. We'll fight this corruption. And over the years, I learned the NRA is actually there to get your guns, their loyal opposition. I learned the Republican Party gives you bigger government, more regulation, more control than anyone else, that they are the other wheel or the other tread or the other rail of the New World Order. And I have interviewed thousands of guests and taken tens of thousands of phone calls and done, over the years, over 1,000 interviews. I've done 800 and, I don't know, 60 or 70 interviews now since September 11th in the last 21 months. But before that, I've probably done 500 radio interviews, so I've done, what, probably 1,300, 1,400 radio interviews fighting the New World Order. And I've got a website, again, a testament to what you can do. I started InfoWars.com. In 1998, so that's 5 years ago, I guess late 97 actually, and now the website gets about 4.5 million individual visitors a month, and tens of millions of hits every week. A hit, though, is just somebody clicking on something, and it's just a testament to what you can do. And I've gotten letters and phone calls from corporate leaders from Japan to England. I've gotten midnight phone calls by former Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. I've found out that if you just stand up and speak out and are bold and have courage, you can affect change, and that power is not given, it is taken. And that we're in the right. All we want is our liberties left alone and our freedoms, and the usurpers aren't going to stop. They'll go as far as you give. It's the very nature, and I know we're in a life and death struggle against the globalist. And if you want to know, I guess, about my family, my mother comes from Alsatian and Rhine Germans from two parts of Germany, southern and central Germany, and they came into Texas in the 1840s. And my father's family came into Texas in 1829 and got a Spanish land grant in 1830 in Freestone County. And my family fought in many of the battles of for Texas independence, San Jacinto and other battles, as many Texans did. And I had a family, of course, that came over on the Mayflower. And it doesn't really matter. I mean, you want to know about me, there's not really much there to discuss. My father's family, a lot of it also traces back to indentured servants that were brought over, again, long before the Revolutionary War in 1776. Some of my, the German side of my family, most of them commoners, some of them nobility. I mean, that's really about it, folks. I get all these questions all the time. The women in my family are members of the Daughters of the Republic of Texas. I mean, there's really not much more to know. I got freedom in my veins. I love this country. The globalists are totally wicked, and we've got to stand up against them and fight them. Bottom line. And so that's what I do here in Austin, Texas, and now worldwide. And all of you are just as good at leaders, or in many cases better than I. And my job, my push, is to get you involved in the fight against the New World Order. So that's the bottom line, my friends. All of us are leaders, and we don't have a choice. We must have victory against the globalists. We're never going to totally defeat evil. Only God can do that, but we've got to push it back and restrict it and bar it and overcome it. And we've got to resist it. If you don't resist evil, it will grow like a virulent cancer throughout the world into the human soul. It has now done that. And we are in desperate straits right now. All right, I'm about to go to David in Delaware, Ron in New York, Curtis in Louisiana, and others that are holding. Before I do that, they have just a few left. I'm not sure how many, but not many, of the scratch and dent sale at New Millennium Concepts. Now, a big pallet in the warehouse of Big Berkeys, the new Berkey lights with a new black element that's the most powerful thing out there, fell over. A few were broken. Some were scratched. Most of them, I'm told, don't even have marks on them. Obviously, they won't sell you a broken one. They're only $149, normally $200. You want a new one that doesn't have a scratch. Well, they're all new, but one that doesn't have a scratch, pay the extra $50. You're not going to find these filters anywhere near this. Cheap knockoffs are $200. Okay, this is the big national distributor. The new Berkey is made in America. They also have the British-made Berkey system. They've got a whole bunch of different systems. It's the best water filter solution for the price, for the quality, for what you get. If you can't take control of your life and clean your water, that's the first part of the battle, folks. The body is 70% water. And that's how they're attacking us, is through our food supply, through the water. Please get the water filters. It supports the broadcast. Plus, you get a great deal. And it will take care of you and your family. So buy one for yourself, buy one for family while supplies last. Give New Millennium Concepts a call at 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And they'll ship it out to you UPS. 1-888-803-4438. I suggest you take advantage of the scratch and dent sale while they last. So 888-803-4438. But that's a filter that does 30 gallons a day. They got filters that do 120 gallons a day. They got all sorts of different systems that are top of the line. Give them a call. Tell them Alex Jones sent you at 1-888-803-4438. And one more item, and then we'll go to your calls. If you really want to affect change, if you're sick of the lies, if you're sick of people being locked into these paradigms, you've got to shatter those paradigms. You've got to do it in an area where they're comfortable, sitting on their couch, watching the enemy's device, the television. That's not evil in and of itself, but it's how it's been employed and used. Give them Road to Tyranny, 911 The Road to Tyranny, a 2-hour, 24-minute film, 170 minutes on DVD. Give them Police State 3 Total Enslavement, my newest film. It's incredible. Give them The Masters of Terror. Give them Police State 2000, The Takeover, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Get the videos. Make original copies off the original you get from me, so they're high quality. Make 100 copies. Make it your goal. It's an easy goal. Hook up 2 VCRs. Start it when you go to work in the morning. When you go to sleep at night, that's 14 tapes a week. Just a couple months, you'll be up to 100 tapes. Now, they're incredible videos. They're shocking. If you're just going to get one, get the Road to Tyranny. You're going to get three, get Police State 3, Road to Tyranny, and Masters of Terror, or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're $25.95 if you order three or more of any of the 9 videos. They drop down to $20, and your purchase supports this broadcast. We do need your support. The toll-free number to order the films is 1-888-253-3139, or you just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can simply call toll-free again, 1-888-253-3139. So that's Infowars.com or net, or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 1-888-253-3139. All right, thanks for holding, folks, but I do hope people get the videos in the book. David in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing all right, sir. I have a good friend also by the name of Alex. What I was calling you for, a few different things here I would like to touch on, not taking too much time to do it. Back in 1984, we had a group here in Delaware called the Americans for Constitutional Taxation, and we were raided by the U.S. Postal Service in 1984, and everything was confiscated. And several people went to jail for different reasons, mainly because they didn't follow 1040 or whatever.
Sounds like 1984.
1984, and there was a gentleman by the name of Alan Stang, a reporter. He said what happened in Frederica, Delaware, was not in Moscow, but in Delaware, where this raid took place. And George Bush, George Senior, I guess it would be, signed a bill to where the U.S. Postal Service could conduct raids. So we had two U.S. Postal Service trucks backed up to the building that we occupied for the American Party headquarters.
Well, Bush Senior, former CIA director, the ambassador that opened up Communist China, the guy that was a U.N. ambassador, and he's a super New World Order minion.
Yes.
Well, anyway, he created FinCEN, Financial Crimes Enforcement.
Right, yes.
He created dozens of new armed agencies. He passed federal laws to fund SWAT teams locally. This is the guy giving you the phony drug war. Now we have triple the heroin, double the cocaine on the streets.
That's right. They also said that we were very dangerous not because of our weapons or anything, because there was a militia involved, but because of what we knew. We were trying to get the information out to the American people pertaining to the unconstitutionality of different things. I'd rather be driver's license, property.
Well, sir, do you know what you were? You're the guy who hits the barbed wire so the other people can run over you.
I know.
Now there's full-page ads in USA Today giving the U.S. code where the Federal Reserve is private and
That's
the IRS
right.
is private.
And I'll mention another thing, Alex. I sent you a paper last year. I don't know if it was one or two, but anyway, I had a citizen's arrest for a lady here in Milford, Delaware, for leaving her child in a car running with the windows down. She went into the dollar store to do some shopping. And I called the police, and they had two police cars come out there. And I said, I'm making a citizen's arrest. And they said, well, you can't do it. It's been abolished. So I called my state representative, and to this day, they have never given me information.
That's not true. Look, in Texas, you can walk down the street with a shotgun.
That's right.
It's the law, but they'll still arrest you.
Yes.
So they'll arrest you even though there's not a law. That's when you know you got a police state and you're in tyranny. I'll let you finish on the other side. Stay there. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
David, Ron, Curtis, Carl, others, be patient. Your calls are coming up. I did get the, Mike just brought the letter over. He just got it a few days ago and I hadn't seen him. He did give me the letter from one of our listeners in Austin that claims that he gave four copies of Road to Tyranny to the Dixie Chicks a month before they made the statements. And, you know, it's funny because I never talk about this on the air. You know, they live here in Austin. And I actually am friends with... somebody who's friends with their producer, and I've been to the recording studio when one of my friends was doing some work, and I know that they are aware of the show. I've been told that, and the names in this letter are accurate, the person saying how he got it to them and how he knows one of their husbands. So I'm going to call and find out if it's true. Was all this caused because they saw the Road to Tyranny? And they tried to punish him for saying they were ashamed of this dictator and the phony war, and tried to make it a left-right issue. And but now they're sold out and selling more tickets than ever, so it just goes to show you. But it's a chilling effect for other people because they don't understand the complexities of it and think, oh, I better shut up or they'll nationally attack me. No, they can't attack everybody nationally. They do this to make examples. So I'll talk about that a little bit later. I'll read the letter later in the show. And we'll go back to your calls here in just a second. I need to hit a few of these news articles because they're so vitally important. And I never got to this yesterday. The Pope said, and I have a statement from the Vatican website, that we need to embrace a new world order global government. The Pope says the new century must be about embracing a world government. Now, what does that sound like to you? Well, that sounds like a... par for the course to me. It's very, very serious. And here's another one. U.S. makes new plans for war on North Korea. How about the globalists make plans? The United States is said to be developing new plans for a war with North Korea that would bypass the demilitarized zone, dividing the two Koreas, and target the leadership in the capital. The plan is based on success of U.S.-led forces in Iraq and quickly reaching the capital, Baghdad. Problem was, our special forces were able to pay off the Republican Guard leaders in gold bars. That's now admitted fact. Before the war and during the war. And the Iraqis don't take cyanide pills when they're captured. In every case, they're never able to capture North Koreans. There's only been a few cases where one of them gets knocked out or something or crashes a helicopter and they're unconscious. You can capture them. they take cyanide in 99% of the cases. So that's how mind-controlled they are. They will not give up, and this will be very serious, and they have medium-range missiles that can hit Europe, Japan, and the U.S., the West Coast. So more details of that. I will detail that more in the next hour and talk about this escalation. I should have gotten to it earlier. Right now, let's go back to the calls to David in Delaware. You had another point you wanted to make before we end this hour. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Another thing I mentioned about that one arrest, well, the year before, I also citizen's arrest for a DUI driver, which was his third or fourth offense, and then the state police and the town police were involved, and we went to court 2 days, and he should have spent at least 5 years in jail. They gave him like 30 days plea bargain with him.
Well, yeah, they plea bargain for they plea bargain for real criminals.
Yeah,
but then if you're nonviolent, they're going to throw the book at you because you'll make a good prison worker.
That's right. So anyway,
hey, little potheads caught with a bag of marijuana spend more time in prison than murderers. Did you know that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And two other things, if you would, please.
Real quick.
Okay. We need to have more information, if you could, on contrails and HARP and why people are getting sick with breathing problems. I have asthma myself, and I've been studying this for several years now. And also on Church Incorporated, where they are controlled beyond the four walls of the church, and they churches have become withholding.
You're talking about 501c3 IRS corporations.
Yeah, the incorporation is what does more damage than the 501c3.
Yeah, that's why they're rubber stamps. Thanks for the call. Got to end this hour. Third hour coming up. Please stay with us.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer.